Hi, this is Paul Slack. This is our 7 o'clock Heroes time. New Yorkers are planning a citywide sing-along to New York, New York tonight. Okay, that's a good thing. Great, I love it. Peace of Heart Choir, we love it. I did Frank Sinatra, New York, New York sings along. And it's starting. I went to these radio stations, though. That was a problem. We couldn't get it. But our community's out there already. And we'll see what happens, whether we sing New York, New York. I'll sing New York, New York. I love New York. Here's my my pin that I've had for quite a long time. So let's go out and join our fellow neighbors who care about New York. Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. We've got to be a part of it. Hey, Devin. Hey, David. Hey, David, thanks for telling me about this. But I can't hear you singing. What's the problem? I went to their eyes, little town blues. Westchester guys are longing to stay. I want to be a part of it. That's 79th Street over there, and it's 80th Street. Oh! Da-da-da-da-da-da. This guy tunes the pianos for the Met. So, Chris, we're supposed to sing New York, New York?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Start spreading the news. It's not 7:02. I tried to get it on the radio, but that was a disaster. The thing crashed. I guess a lot of people were doing it. Any case, some kids yelling out. You okay, Chris? Everything cool? Place is looking great. Thanks, man. Your place is looking great. Sorry? Yeah, well, the New York's going to be tough to pull off here. It's okay. It's in our souls. You should bring your piano out here and work this room. How about some of these opera singers? We got a couple all over here. They should be belting it out. Got one right over there. She's on Good News a bunch of times. You got all those Broadway people. You should have brought a choir. Well, no one's going anywhere. What can we do? All right, well. There you go. Yeah, we're lucky to have these gardens, no doubt. We're lucky. All right, brother, take care of yourself. Take care. So, guys, I'm gonna take two more seconds. I'm gonna play I like this one. This is a strong one from the United Kingdom. You know, we have our show at 3 o'clock today, and I don't know. We've been doing a lot of good shows, and I hope you turn in. I'm gonna show this to you right now because this was made by a great group of people. This is the National Health Organization whoa, we better
make
go backwards.
Difference.
Make a difference, make a difference. But listen to this and show this. I want to show this now. This is England. These people write music for superstars, Adele and everybody else.
I see a young man on the street and I sigh. In disbelief, they pass him by. They read his sign, but dismiss him from mind.
And that's his tough stuff.
You turn and stop to talk a while.
Okay, that was submitted by Margie. Cousin Margie sent me this, and you know, we have a lot of powerful people doing a lot of good things in this world. There's no doubt about it. I thought I might as well just show you a little thing that we did here, and we did this already last night. This was the 7 o'clock shot in last night.
Okay, it's a couple minutes.
Take a second here. This is our own neighborhood. Unless some of you are from other places. I know. Gregory. Mark. Elaine. Hi. Thank you for watching.
Hear anything. You know, normally we're in the backyard.
Like I was.
A lot of people are showing their public service.
This corner, 81st and
I'm not sure if we'll hear anybody here in this location. But we sure will hear from the tulips. That are abounding. So everybody has to wear a mask now, or some form of a mask.
Buses, A lot of public service workers. That's what it's all about.
To pray for those that are in pain and suffering. Listen to the birds. People are clapping right here.
Sorry. That's my last yell, I hope.
81st, Columbus and Central Park West. The dogs are clapping too.
This is where the Thanksgiving parade will be this year, and it is every year. This is Santa ends up over here every year. Come on up.
Whoa.
Night before, blow up the balloons. We'll have our life back together. We pray.
Exercise clapper.
Reception gets a little bad here. Psychedelic effect. Hugo, good movie. Someone looking for a movie tonight. Hugo, Martin Scorsese. Netflix.
Hear the flowers.
Love each other. Watch us at 3 o'clock tomorrow. St. Francis of Assisi poem. Another good, positive, life-affirming good news.
Okay, everybody.
Stressed out from so much good news. The good news is good news.
Thank you.
And it's your good news.
Take a second to prayer. A moment of prayer. Personal.
I also, just for all those that might be on right now, just because I am a ordained minister, I'm happy to share whatever I can share with you. Actually, this is, will you read this? You know, I will read this tonight, because it's very powerful. St. Francis of Assisi. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console. To be understood as to understand. To be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Our women, we always say. I offer my ordained ministry self as anybody wants me to do a wedding, a renewal of vows in your own home. Virtually, I'm here for that. And anything else, prayers at a home funeral, whatever someone's doing, it'd be my honor to be of service and help however I can. Okay, well, what did I show? I showed a little bit of this. I'm going to show one more little thing here. This is our movie, Woodstock Forever. Peace, Love, and Hope, and it's broken into different sections. We showed Lady Gaga earlier today. And let's see what this is.
I made the wrong choice. And I wondered whether the name of that book was I Made the Wrong Choice. But then she turned it around to the other side, and it's Love and Gelato. Now, did you know that this gelato stand was
79th Street, Bolt Basin.
So out of anywhere in the world, you came to this place as a gelato stand, and you have a book that says Love and Gelato.
Yeah.
All right. What's your name, if you don't mind?
Sophia.
Sophia, what does love mean to you?
Love is when you do anything to for the other person and you love them.
Yeah. Mom, you want to say something?
I like your answer. Thinking of others before yourself is an expression of love.
Beautiful.
Love, appreciation.
On the way to the LBG
parade.
Another whatever anybody wants to be. In Yiddish, we say Zeigazun. Have a good time.
Being content with the noise.
What does love mean to Larry? Dedication. All right, thank you. And what does love mean to you?
Being dedicated.
Oh, she's doing some good peace things.
Wow, thank you. So love means to you?
Happiness. And love to me is my good family.
What does love mean to you as well?
Love is being with the people that
my granddaughter.
My mom.
My daughter.
My dad.
Oh, my God.
My poppy.
Oh.
My brother. And with love, everyone treated everyone right, they all love each other.
We stop with my granddaughter. Okay. Oh, my God. Thank you, everybody. What else could I ask for? Okay, thank you. 3 p.m. tomorrow. Just a lucky break. Passover's over, too. That's a good thing. And let's all pray, because that's what we all need to do. We need to pray for each other worldwide, because that's what it is. Hug a planet. We're all in this one world. You know what? I'm going to do one more thing, because I would like to. This is usually our background. We love the heart. We love this together. But I'm going to read I was going to read this earlier today, but I got carried away, as I am now. You are loved. Okay, so I was going to read these. This is from the moon. This is Apollo 17. This is the famous blue marble photo. NASA, you all paid for this if you ever paid a tax. Okay, and on the back of it, I had all, we put a little virtue on the back, my friend Robert Ferenza, who has the Hugga Planets. So this one is called Thankfulness. So I have all T's today. Warm, friendly feelings of gratitude, gratefulness. That's a good thing to do. Thank everybody who does anything for you anytime, because they deserve it. There's nothing wrong with thanking people. People do want to hear thank you or some shine of appreciation. And that's tolerance. A lot of people are tolerant of people that don't thank them. Okay, the truthfulness. That's always a win, right? Let's see here. This is the, more tolerance. Okay, yeah, we always need tolerance. That brings peace. And tonight's thing was peace and trustworthy. Trust, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous. Okay, more trust. Okay, well, and you are loved, and I'm going to play a piano song, and if there's anybody on still, I'm going to play a song. I've been playing this one. Let me read Louise. Hey, I've been doing this every day. I can just go to any page. My inner quest is rewarding and provides me with many answers. Okay, Louise. Okay. I played this one because this is a Heroes one. Thank you. ahead. Peace on Earth. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And 3 o'clock tomorrow, we'll have a lot of people that are doing good in this world. Peace on Earth. That's our mission. Or go to our website, peacedayparty.org. We do the World Peace Concerts and strengthening the message of the United Nations, International Day of Peace, September 21st. And we have our Good News broadcast, 5,000 shows, 5,000 shows of people doing good in this world. Life-affirming, thought-provoking, good news, entertainment, and events. We find, we create, we receive. And we're happy and honored to share everybody's good news as we have for all these 21 years. Thank you very much. Good night, and sleep tight, and welcome.